Bullseye on the afternoon. Matt Douglas in for Andy Bulbarts, enjoying some time out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Steve Bailey joins me in studio here today. We can't update that UC Irvine score. They've defeated Kansas State, so one of the big first upsets has taken place in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Plenty of games still going on right now. In fact, last night, tonight you'll hear a little college basketball as the Ohio State Buckeyes take on Iowa State. A gentleman who's very familiar with Ohio State. It is his alma mater, also the pride of Southview High School, I believe, right here in Lorain. Mr. Jeff Svoboda is the Blue Jackets insider and is with us today to talk a little hockey. Jeff, did I get that right? You're a Southview guy, right?
That's right. I wish it was still there, but hey, I'm part of the Titans these days.
Sure, it's all right. You still can have the pride. Everybody I talk to from Southview, from Admiral King, they still have the pride in their old school, sir. So you're able to do that, I suppose. Well, sir, you're out in Vancouver, Canada right now, obviously following the Columbus Blue Jackets around. And last night you were in Edmonton as they took on the Edmonton Oilers. Things did not go the Blue Jackets' way. They lost that game by a final score 4-1. I noticed on BlueJackets.com, where folks can find your material, and you had your post-game hat trick, and you mentioned that Matt Duchene, Seth Jones, both kind of hinted towards the idea that the pressure's kind of getting to them. I mean, there's a lot of expectations with the trades that were made at the trade deadline and the way this team was playing at the beginning of the season, where they were on the verge of breaking a record for goals by the franchise. Kind of take us through what you heard from some of those guys.
Yeah, yesterday was an interesting day and not a good day if you're a Blue Jackets fan. They had a morning practice and they felt pretty good afterward. You know, they had they just got through a really tough stretch on the schedule where they'd won some games, but you know, they had some games that they lost, but they felt they were right in them. So they kind of thought things were kind of turning to where they needed to be for this team to make a playoff run. And then they go out last night and pretty much have a stinker against Edmonton, lose 4-1, to put them on the wrong side of the playoff line. So if the playoffs started today, they would not be in. And afterward, you got the sense from some of the players that this was the moment where they kind of realized, like, we could be in trouble a little bit. This was the moment where the reality of the situation became real to them, that they now have to pass a team to just make the playoffs, let alone make noise in the playoffs. And so, you know, where they go from here is going to be what determines this season. There's kind of a vibe of, I think they've dealt with expectations in a way that they're not quite sure how to embrace them since the trade deadline, where a number of moves were made to bring in some good players. That they thought were going to be the players that could maybe get them over the hump and finally do something in the postseason. I've covered sports long enough to know that expectations can have a weird impact on teams and on players. When there's nothing expected of you, sometimes it's a lot easier to go out there and perform than when something is expected of you. And so now this team has to figure out, you know, is it the expectations that are kind of weighing them down? Are there other things at play? Are they at a point where they're trying too hard to deal with, you know, everything that's going on? Or are they not working hard enough? Do they not have enough urgency? But they've got to figure it out quickly because, you know, only 8 games left in the regular season and they have to make up ground. So the next game is Sunday night in Vancouver, 10 o'clock start Eastern time. If they don't win that game, they're going to be in some real trouble because you're running out of time at that point.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of alluded to it right there. You had that feeling, at least as a Blue Jackets fan, I think with the trades made, bringing Matt Duchene and bringing Ryan Dezingle in at the trade deadline, you had posted, look, this is the first time in a long time or ever the Blue Jackets have had 6 20-plus goal scorers on a team. You had that feeling that chemistry was eventually going to flow and things were going to get there, but now it seems like worries kind of set in, and some of this stuff Torts said yesterday after the game, too, kind of pointed out to, he kind of went the other way, and he doesn't necessarily think they're feeling the pressure, but instead they need to start feeling that because it's coming down on them pretty quick.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of the issue that they need to figure out, first of all, is what exactly the issue is. Is it a situation where they're pressing too much, or is it a situation where they don't understand here that they think that they're, you know, they, with all the talent they have, they think eventually they're going to figure it out and they're going to make the playoffs. So maybe there's not enough pressure, not enough panic in their game. And so they kind of need to go one of the two ways and kind of decide, you know, are we trying too hard or are we not trying hard enough, given the situation that we're in? So it's going to be a really interesting 72 hours, I guess, for this Blue Jackets team to kind of figure out where it is. And this is why John Tortorella, you know, he's, you know, first American coach to 600 wins earlier this year. He's won a Stanley Cup. This guy knows how to coach, but this is a tremendously difficult thing to figure out because it's not X's and O's at this point. It's a matter of a mental state and figuring out this team needs to kind of realize what it needs to become and how do you press the right buttons. And there's 20-plus guys on this team right now How do you press the right buttons within the, you know, certain players on the team? You know, because it could be different things for different guys. And so where they go from here, it's anybody's guess. It's a difficult situation, but, you know, you never know in sports. Sometimes you just need one thing to go your way, and it kind of builds on itself and goes from there. But the problem is, like I said, they're kind of running out of time at this point for that magic thing to happen that kind of changes them into what they think they should be.
Speaking with Blue Jackets insider Jeff Sabota right now about the Columbus Blue Jackets getting a loss last night to the Edmonton Oilers 4-1 in a game heard right here on WEOL on Sunday. You'll also hear the Blue Jackets as they take on the Vancouver Canucks, 9:45 start time here in Ohio. And Jeff, you already kind of alluded to it, but at this point for the Blue Jackets, I mean, you can't let games get away from you. And this is a very good Vancouver team that themselves, they're trying to fight into a playoff position over there in the West as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the funny thing is that Edmonton game was the first game the Blue Jackets played against a team that's not currently in the playoffs in seven games. They had a seven-game stretch against teams that they were either battling with for playoff position or that have pretty much clinched playoff spots. So they had a really tough stretch there. They went 3-3-1 in that stretch, so they basically went 500, which against, you know, a really good group of opponents at this time of year, really, really not a bad stretch. And you kind of thought they survived that. You know, even though they weren't playing their best hockey at times, they survived that. And now here's the chance they have, starting with the Edmonton game, to really put things together and really start kind of that push to the you know, the last nine games, that push to the postseason. And instead, the first game out of it, they go out and they lose 4-1. And so, you know, Vancouver's another team that's on the wrong side of the playoff line, but as you said, they are battling. At the same time, Columbus, as you mentioned, kind of the trades that they made. This is, without a doubt, the most talented Blue Jackets team that they've probably ever had. If you look at just especially the offensive talent, but even defensively, they've got a number of guys. The Seth Jones and Zach Werenskis of the world, who are among the top defensemen in the league. And so at some point, you know, these guys have to mesh together or they're going to be out of time pretty quickly.
Without a doubt. And obviously things are dire. They've got to win, but they're still within 3 points of possibly even jumping over Carolina and possibly grabbing that second wild card spot. Has that been a thought pattern in the locker, talking to the guys, I guess, knowing that, hey, once we get this going, we still have a chance to avoid Tampa Bay, which I think everybody in the NHL wants to do right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in fact, they've kind of, maybe when John Tortorella said after the game last night, they're not as panicked as they should be given the situation they're in, because there has been that reality that if they win two or three games in a row, they could be in a really good spot. So, you know, it's that close. It's a weird situation. The NHL is so tight where you're that close to being in a really good spot. And at the same time, you're that close that if it goes the other way and you lose a couple games, you're not even in the playoffs. And so, you know, they've kind of had that hanging over them that, you know, if we just get it figured out, you know, when we win a couple games, we'll be right where we want to be. So maybe that the panic that they've needed, considering how close they are to falling out of the playoffs, hasn't been there. And now after last night, where they do find themselves on the wrong side of the playoff line, you know, maybe that panic will be there. It'll be a fascinating thing to kind of see how this team responds. But it's one of those things. This is the toughest thing in sports, I think, is when you're trying to figure out exactly what is going wrong, especially when you think you should be doing so much better. That's a really hard hole to get yourself out of, because some people press. You know, then there's arguments of, oh, are they trying hard enough? Things like that. It just becomes a tough situation to really pull yourself out of. But they've got to do it now, and that's, you know, that's why they make the big bucks from the players on down to the coaches. They've got to get it figured out.
Well, I think Blue Jackets fans across the state are certainly hoping they can get out of this funk, so to speak, and get things going. Now, to be fair to them as well, I mean, you mentioned last night was the only team they played in a while that wasn't a playoff-ready team. They showed well against Calgary. They just ended up on the wrong side of the score sheet there. Lost a tough one to Boston in overtime, another game you perhaps think they could have won. But obviously some reason to be positive in that sense. They're playing good teams right now. They just got to get on the right side of those victories.
Yeah, and the thing that's been kind of the consistent thing since the trade deadline is, you know, some of the deals they made after the deadline brought in 2 20-goal scorers from Ottawa and Matt Duchene and Ryan Dzingel, who you had mentioned. You know, it gave them 6 20-goal scorers, you know, on the season. No one else in the NHL had that. You thought, at the very least, this team is going to be able to score goals, and they haven't been really able to score goals since the trade deadline. And there's been a number of games in that Calgary game that you mentioned that I think they were close. They really controlled the play, you know, whether it was a good goalie or whether they hit the post a couple times or whatever it happened to be, you know, the pucks just didn't go in the net. And that's another thing that's kind of weighing on them right now is that, you know, they're probably not getting as many goals as they deserve based on the way that they're playing. And so as Matt Duchene said last night, they can't even fall back on that. Well, you know, at least we're scoring goals because they're not. So it's a tough situation where the confidence just isn't there because, you know, they're not getting as they feel their works deserve it at certain times. And when that's the case, then you start to wonder, maybe that's when you really do start to press. And that's when it just kind of gets worse. And so, you know, one of the things that they've kind of said is we can't get frustrated because frustration is a wasted energy. And so they have to go from there. Another thing, you know, their captain's not here right now. He's dealing with a personal situation. Nick Foligno has not been on this trip, has not played the last three games. Yeah. You know, their starting goaltender gets hurt last night and doesn't play. It just kind of feels like in a season where there's just been so many things that have kind of popped up and been moments that the team's had to get through, a lot of them are happening right now. And that just it just keeps adding on itself, and it just gets tougher and tougher to get where they want to be.
I'm speaking with Jeff Sobota, Blue Jackets insider. You can read his work at BlueJackets.com, NHL.com, and the likes. Jeff, you brought up the goaltending situation. Obviously, Bobrovsky out. Jonas Korpisalo stepped in, played fairly well the last few times he's been in. But the Blue Jackets also went out and officially signed Elvis Merzlikens. He's a Latvian goaltender. He was playing over in Switzerland. Are they looking at this guy, especially with Bobrovsky going into free agency, doesn't look like he wants to return to Columbus. Are they looking at this as a possible goaltender for the future?
Oh, absolutely. He was a 2014 draft pick of the Blue Jackets, which is 5 years ago. It's almost like a baseball development path, how long it's taken him to get from the draft to getting in Columbus. But he's 24 years old right now. He's a guy that has had great success overseas. Was the best goaltender in the Swiss League two of the last 5 years that he's been there. He's played at the World Championships with his home country of Latvia and played very well, including against Canada, the United States, the best players in the world, NHL players that he'll be facing down the road. He's played against them and played well against them. So I think he's a guy pretty much has been viewed as a goaltender of the future for a long time. He's really kind of enchanted Blue Jackets fans, not just with his talents, but his personality is quite off the wall and quite unique. He's very confident. Just had a very unique path. He does some unique things on the ice as far as the celebrations and the fact that he's not afraid to show emotion out there. Tom Reed of The Athletic, who's a great writer, went over to Switzerland earlier this year and spent some time with him and really wrote a really good story about just how unique he is. And so he's a guy that's going to come in and not be short on confidence. He's going to join the team once his immigration paperwork is figured out, which should happen over the next week or so. He probably will not play this year, although who knows what will happen if this injury to Sergei Bobrovsky is more serious than it appears. But he's going to come over, kind of get used to working with the team and stuff like that, and they want to sign him and see, give him a chance to at least compete for the job next year, if not take it, depending on what happens with Bobrovsky.
This should be interesting. I don't think any other team in the league has this kind of depth at goaltender right now, do they? There's four officially for the Blue Jackets and Kincaid, Korpisalo, Bobrovsky, and now Merzlikens, huh?
Yeah, well, there definitely aren't any other teams that have four, and four is probably too many. They've been having trouble just, you know, getting enough work for all three that they have right now.
Sure.
But, you know, this is a signing made for the future, and they've even got some other guys in the goaltending pipeline too. So, I think, Sergei Bobrovsky has been pretty much synonymous with Blue Jackets hockey over the last couple of years. If he ends up leaving, they've got pretty much a good setup where they really feel like they've got the position in good hands going forward, not just with the guys that they've got on the team now when Merzlikens coming over, but some of the younger guys that are in the pipeline.
Yeah, certainly big shoes to fill, or big skates, I should say. Two Vezina trophies by Bobrovsky in his time in Columbus. Jeff, we'll turn things to the lighter note, buddy. I've been seeing your tweets out there. I'm a little worried in your Facebook status. I'm a little worried you might not come back there from Western Canada. You were out skating the pond the other day in the mountains. You're telling me about this poutine of the month. Are we going to get you back here stateside, sir?
Well, we will be back soon, but it's been fun to come out here. That trip we made to Lake Louise, which is a great tourist kind of place in Alberta, when one of the off days in Calgary, we went over there and skated on the frozen lake. It could not have been more gorgeous. It was like 40 degrees out, but the ice was still frozen, and getting out there and getting a chance to skate with the mountains all around you, that was a lot of fun. So it's beautiful country out here. Haven't really had a chance to go out and experience Vancouver yet, but I'm going to here in a little bit. And as much as I love Ohio, the great thing about Ohio is you can take these trips and go see these wonderful places and then come back and have a great place to live in Ohio. So that's pretty much my philosophy on this. I'll enjoy it out here, but I'll be happy to be back in Columbus soon.
Well said, sir. Very politically correct. You might have a future in office, I would think.
We'll see.
Well, Jeff, as always, man, a pleasure talking to you, especially about the Columbus Blue Jackets. Safe travels. Try and bring home a victory for the Blue Jackets as they take on Vancouver on Sunday, man. Thanks again.
All right. Anytime, Matt.